Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, with my lovely co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you tonight, Amy?
Whoop, whoop. Doing good. Looking for some joy, baby. Needing some joy.
Okay, that's good, because we're very, very excited. You know, I would just love to come talk for a second. You know, this is our second year of doing the Cafe Book Club, and our first book was Real Magic with Elizabeth Gilbert. And boy, with each book, I just have to say that it's really enriched my life. It's really helped me to have a different perspective. I've loved walking through all of these with you being able to figure that all out when we're walking through these things together. And just some of the insights have just been so wonderful, Amy, to have you come along and really just be looking at this different stuff. And I just want to tell everybody kind of how did you pick the Book of Joy? I was watching a Sunday morning, I think it's a CBS program that they have. They've been having that on forever.
30 years.
It's been on for 30 years. Well, there you go. I think it's a long, long time. And it's always been a favorite thing for me to get up early in the morning and kind of just see, because it's always a neat perspective, and they always have a lot of really wonderful segments on there of just different things you may not even know about that really can help to make you feel good about life and what's going on with everything. And back in December, they had done a segment on the Book of Joy with the Dalai Lama and Reverend Desmond Tutu. And boy, I thought I knew them, and I kind of was familiar with some of their stuff. I've never really read. I've read a book with Dalai Lama, but never with Reverend Tutu. So to see them get together and everything, we'll kind of get into how the book's all put together. But I just thought it was just, gosh, it was just a total yes for me of like, gosh, I really want to hear what they have to say and what's all, you know, what that all is entailing to be gone there. And I basically said, hey, what do you think about it? And we both got the book, and Amy actually gifted it to me. So thank you, Miss Amy. Being able to look at all that kinds of stuff. So anything that right off the bat that you want to let everybody know about, you know, why do you think it's great and what we're looking forward to in getting into the book?
Well, I have not read it yet. I'm going to be reading it with y'all. That's what we're calling a virtual book club. But for me, I've actually been in the same room with the Dalai Lama 3 times. I did a 3-minute meditation with him and 10,000 of our closest friends in Long Beach Convention Center at a women's conference. And he walks his talk, and he's all about humor. Of course, we're all about humor. And something, you know, that we've been doing the virtual book club, and that's always been something that's been very important to me my whole life. My husband teases me that I'm always doing homework. And a good friend of mine, Eileen, she and I for many years have been working on some book together. She lives in Santa Fe. And so what we do is we pick a book, and then each week we set an assignment, and then we talk about it. So it gives us something to talk about other than, you know, how messed up our lives are or whatever. And so the last book that we did, well, we're still on it, as a matter of fact, is A Force for Good by the Dalai Lama. And it's really been motivational and inspiring for me. So when you talked about seeing this thing on the Book of Joy with Dalai Lama and Reverend Tutu, it felt like a natural thing, because I'll be finishing that up. I have a couple more chapters to go on A Force for Good, and I'll be sliding into this with all of you, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how you have that, something that you can kind of piggyback that, and then maybe some insights of things that we can reference that back. Just encourage people if they want to check that out as something else to have as a complimentary read. But how this book basically got started, if you go to the intro on this book, and it basically, it's called The Invitation to Joy. And it's a 5 days that Reverend Tutu and Dalai Lama got together. And they know these two know each other from just being in similar circles with all the different campaigns and things that they've done to really just help people with their freedom, help people to have the right to be able to look at their faith and what they want to be doing with everything. And just the different, gosh, just some of the experiences that they both have had in just the suffering and the calamities of their lives to really be seeking to serve God in their both unique ways that they've done that and being able to serve other people at the same time. I think it's just going to be a really great journey for all that. But they got together for 5 days at Dalai Lama's home. And at the end of that 5 days, he was celebrating his 80th birthday. So I think it's really cool. Douglas Abrams helped to kind of put this all together, and they really invited him to come to observe the two of them and to be asking them questions about joy. So a lot of this gets into different kinds of aspects of that. There's going to be the pillars of joy. We're going to take, you know, there's eight of them, and we're going to take our time to really walk through these and just really be able to have just a really nice conversations about what that is, and kind of just our insights on what we learned by going through all those different things. And I love what Douglas did, because he said he wanted to break the book into three segments, just like a birthday cake. So it's got three different layers to it. One's going to be about just the wisdom that the Dalai Lama and Reverend Tutu have learned through their years of being able to have these different situations and stuff that are going through them. So it says that, you know, they're going to be the teachings of joy that they have through all the different challenges that you can have in life and still being able to have a perspective on that. And then the second layer is going to be about the science, which I really love. They're going to be talking about just like they did. And didn't the Dalai Lama do a whole book on the book of happiness? There's been a whole thing on happiness and research on happiness too, Aim. Is that true? Yeah.
So I don't know if it was specifically titled that, but he has done a lot of books. He has partnered with a lot of people, which I think is really brilliant on his part. And he's always been very fascinated with the science. And there's also, you know, through the book A Force for Good, he has created some really amazing projects and things like with schools and mindfulness projects and different things that we'll be able to bring to the table. So we're going to be talking about this particular book. But we're going to take it really slowly this time, and so we'll be able to bring in all kinds of different things, and we want to invite our listening audience and our participating audience to join in with us, knowing that, you know, what the schedule will be over, that we're going to be doing this through the end of April. So I think that will really give us time to really, really research this and really grow together.
Yeah, we're hoping to have some guests on to actually, you know, depending on what we're talking about that week, we're going to have, you know, just to complement the information and to have another person's insights and just perspectives on stuff. I think it's going to be really great to have all that being put together. Douglas was talking about in the second layer where they're going to be doing the science of joy, how a couple months before they were actually going to go ahead and meet them for that special 5 days together, he said he wound up meeting Richard Davidson, a friend of his. They went to go have lunch. And he said that, you know, they've studied meditators in labs and have found that meditators confer that there's, you know, measurable differences when people meditate. And so he was really looking at that. And because, I mean, that's one thing that, you know, with the Dalai Lama, that's something that's one of his daily practices, if not, you know, at least once, if not more every day. And Davidson said that the Dalai Lama had once confessed to him that he found the science of meditation to be inspiring, especially when he got out of bed. The first thing he would do in the morning is he would sit and he would go ahead and meditate. And Reverend Tutu was saying that what he felt was really wonderful about, you know, mixing, you know, the spiritual practices with science. And he says it's self-collaborating truth. He says many different fields of knowledge are pointing to the same conclusion. So it's something that we know it works on a spiritual perspective. We also know that it works on a scientific and physical, you know, there's physical evidence of all these wonderful things happening. So I think that's really cute. And when I did the intro for this, I had said that, you know, what happens when a Buddhist, a Christian, and a Jew all get together to celebrate the meaning of joy? And that's actually from the introduction where Douglas was talking about, it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, that's actually what happens with the dynamics of these three, that they're bringing these really unique perspectives of just different ways that they've been, you know, had the privilege to come through their lives with just their different faiths and what they can look like. But overall, it's really comes to down to just these simple practices of just the way that they all are expressing their spirituality. So I think it's going to just be really, really a wonderful thing to have on that. And then the third layer of the cake are stories that are being shared between the Dalai Lama and Archbishop, you know, Reverend Tutu. And some of it's going to be Douglas as he's really walking through and watching these two interacting with each other. And they're actually, he's they've set aside time every day to ask different perspectives on joy and what that's going to look like. So I think it's just going to be really, really fascinating. So Amy, you want to talk about the back of the book?
Well, there are several exercises, and what we want to do is we really want to make this an experiential set of exercises and tools, because that's how you do this. I can't remember where this comes from, but my teachers said that it's, you know, talking about spirituality and transformation is like talking about what a strawberry tastes like. But you're never going to really know what a strawberry tastes like until you take a bite. So we're going to really encourage you to get some strawberries and take some bites and see where it leads you.
Oh, gosh, that sounds delicious. I'm going to make some strawberry shortcake. There we go.
All right, we're at a roll already.
I know. That sounds really, really fun and exciting. So anything else with this, Amy, that you want to share with us, just kind of at the insights of putting this stuff together?
Well, one thing that I love about the Dalai Lama, and I look forward to, I'm assuming in this book too, is that he talks about compassion as activity and love as activity. So that's what it'll be really exciting, I believe, for us, because it won't be just an exercise and blah, 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 talking about things and seeing the relationship between two amazing men who are put on pedestals in a way. I mean, I believe they don't want that for themselves, but they talk about how they have to be in that position at times and how they act the parts at certain times. So I think it's going to be really fun for each of us to look at things from their perspective and their relationship and how does that relate to us and relationships that we have in our life that support us living in compassion, living in integrity, and all these, you know, the different pillars that we're going to be talking about.
I wanted to point out, if you look at the episode with the picture this time, with this, just kind of giving you guys a little bit of taste of what's going to be going on with the Cafe Book Club, there's going to be a picture of, it's called a Buddha Doodle, and it's two Buddhist monks that have their arms wrapped around each other, and it says, joy attracts joy. And I had been visiting Amy about 3 weeks ago, and she has the daily, it's like a daily, you know, doodle every day of the year. And the day that I got there and we decided to go ahead and do the book, that was the drawing for the day. So that'll be on there. And I think it's just really fun. We both looked at each other like, confirmation. Okay, this is good. So it was really fun to put that together. And I'll have Andy go ahead and post that for, you know, putting that on there. I think it's really good. So one thing that I thought was really good, if you look into the Invitation of Joy, which is the intro before everything starts, it says, every day is a new opportunity to begin again. Every day is your birthday. And I think that's really good to be remembering that. You know, it's kind of in a Buddhist traditions about, you know, every day we, you know, we're born in the morning and we die at night and come back the next day. So I think it's something that there's always beginner's mind. There's always having a new way of walking into the, you know, each day and even each moment, depending on, you know, where you are with being able to look at that perspective and just kind of keep it fresh and coming from a level of gratitude and thanksgiving about, you know, what's in front of me and can I really be present with everything that I'm finding here in front of me. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really cool. Go to the, I really want to talk a couple seconds about the eight pillars of joy. And like I said, we're going to take each one of these and just spend a little time being able to talk about it for about a half an hour. And again, you know, inviting some guests and things like that. Come on. So I'm going to go ahead and read these. And if anybody who's listening would love to be a part of any of these pillars, we'd love to go ahead and, you know, just go ahead and contact us and we'll go ahead and talk about it and definitely have you guys join us with the cafe. So the eight pillars of joy with the Dalai Lama and Reverend Tutu is going to be perspectives. There are many different angles. Humility, I try to look humble and modest. Number three is humor, laughter, joking is much better. Number four is acceptance, the only place where change can begin. Number five is forgiveness, freeing ourselves from the past. Number six is gratitude, I am fortunate to be alive. Number seven is compassion, something we want to become. And number eight is generosity, we are filled with joy. So anything with that, Amy, you want to share?
Now, let's talk about the process. So part of it is what we want to be sharing with you is how do you make sense out of bringing new things into your life? How do you find ways that you can integrate them. So that's what the Book of Joy is about for us, is how are we going to integrate true joy into our lives and make a true transformation, a true change. So tonight we're walking through getting ready, and then next Tuesday is Valentine's Day. So Robin's world will be pretty darn insane, so let's see if she can maintain her joy. Well, having
one of the flowers for you in Riverside, California. So if you need anybody there, go ahead and let me know.
Yeah, for people you love, or maybe people you want to love, or you want to love you, so they take advantage of that. And then on February 21st, we have Joyce and Darwin, who are going to be talking about trauma and yoga. And Joyce lost her son. He was in the military. And it's really interesting. I met her not too long after that happened. And she's a real estate person. That's what she does for a living. And she was really, grieving. And so she started doing gardening and doing gardens in veteran facilities, helping veterans to do gardening to do their healing. And now, 4 or 5 years later, she is just recently married a month ago. And the two of them have this amazing nonprofit where they're teaching people how to use yoga to help heal with trauma. So very honored to have them at the table. And then our official kickoff will be on February 28th. And so what we want to do is we will have the book up on Transformation Cafe. Go ahead and go there and click on it, and that'll take you to getting the best price you can get. And go ahead and get that for yourself, get that for people that you want to be doing this work with. And we're going to have you, so that gives you quite a bit of time to get ready, because we're going to do a pillar a week starting on March 7th, and we'll be going through April 25th. So like Robin had said, she'd walk you through each part of that. So I want you to be thinking about, with each of these chapters, what kind of things do you want to, bring to that experience? And I know with humor, I'm going to ask Robin to bring some laughter yoga exercises into that, which she does so beautifully, and I think really, really helps, because she really is a joy agent, and how to bring that forward. And like Pillar 5 is forgiveness. There's some really, really great exercises on forgiveness. So I want you to be thinking about, how can I really bring this home and bring people that I care about to this, on this journey with me? And I'm saying that last but not least, there's all 8 of them, but the one that really jumps out at me is Pillar 6, gratitude. And I know, Robin, that you have done a lot of work with gratitude. You and I both talk about doing gratitude journals on a regular basis. And so that's something that people might think about doing, is how do I really bring gratitude into my life instead of we're reading a book. So I think that's with everything we're doing, we really want to take this to how do I live this, taking these 8 pillars and making joy just a normal part of your life. We're not saying that stuff is not going to happen, because it is, because that's the way life is, but this will give us an opportunity to build resilience and be able to tap into that wellspring of joy that is always there, even when really awful things are happening. So I have a really cool book that I keep at my desk, and it's called 5 Good Minutes, 100 Morning Practices to Help You Stay Calm and Focused All Day Long. And there, number 10 of the 100 exercises is called Joyous Rapture. So I'd like to walk us through that exercise if you're game, Robin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. So everyone has experienced moments of joy. If joy were a river, we would do everything we could to bathe in it every day. Take 5 minutes to make a list of experiences and events that bring you joy, such as fishing, reading, jogging, sewing, spending time with your child or somebody else's if you don't have one, making love, gardening, playing an instrument, singing, doing something nice for someone else, receiving flowers at Flowers for You,
Riverside, California.
It's like, don't come to Las Vegas for flowers. Yeah, go to Riverside. Doing arts and crafts, surprising a loved one with a gift, winning an award, reaching a goal, taking a close friend, talking with a close friend, maybe taking them somewhere, riding your bike, walking through a park, sitting on a bench, eating a ripe peach, having a good belly laugh, feeling the sun on your face, taking an afternoon nap, or playing with your pet. The list goes on and on, much like a river. It says, when you take note of the little joys in your life, you open yourself up to even more happiness. So those are some things to kind of get you started. So that is your assignment, if you so choose, is to take some time this week and set a timer for 5 minutes and start writing down things that have brought you joy in the past, maybe you think might bring you joy in the future, and see where that leads you.
You know, it just made me think of, wouldn't it be great if everybody, you know, everybody always has this bucket list. Wouldn't they have a joy bucket list, you know, of just these things that you seek to have?
I have a joy list that I keep on my computer, and I have ones that don't take a lot of time, money, and energy, and then kind of medium ones, and then big ones. And so when I'm feeling, okay, I want to do something to increase my joy level, I go look at my list. So it is something that I have been doing for quite a long time, because I do believe, again, back to, you have to take action. Like, love is not just an emotion or a feeling. Love is also action. So that is also about joy. Joy certainly we experience, and it's part of us, but taking action can very much help you really to be in joy. What are some of your favorite ways, Robin, before we really get into the book and really know, right, from their perspective, what are some things that you do when you feel your joy level has dropped?
Sometimes I'll just go outside and I'll look at the trees, the flowers. You know, I'm lucky that I have flowers around me all the time. But it's like, you know, going outside, or I love to, like, maybe go to you know, like a pet, you know, they have the pet centers where you can watch all the pets get together and play with each other, you know, and they have the pet, what do they call those? Pet parks? I guess it's doggy parks. Yeah, I like to go to the doggy park and watch all the dogs, you know, play with each other. And they're just, because they're just such joy. They're little joy agents that we, you know, you throw them a ball and they're like, yeah, let's go do it. You know, they're all excited about all that stuff. So that's stuff like that. Or, you know, sometimes it's fun to go someplace where you like going to just outside an ice cream parlor or something like that and watching people coming out and they're enjoying their ice cream. It's a total joy thing when you can watch people go, oh yeah, I got my ice cream. So I think that's always kind of a fun thing to do. So, or going, I know something I love to do with my daughters is, especially when my daughter's not feeling, when she's sad or something like that, I'll take her to the toy store. We'll go to the toy section of a you know, some store. And we'll go play with just toys that we get interested in. We'll walk around and look at different kinds of stuff and wind up kind of playing with them. And that always puts us both in a really great mood. So that's just another thing that you can do. It doesn't really cost any money, and it gives you an opportunity to be able to just go have some fun. And, you know, we've done shows on coloring and things like that, too. And I enjoy getting with friends and stuff. And we you know, we'll basically color each other's color, you know, there's whatever we're working on and stuff like that. Just to kind of the freedom to be kind of different and do something fun and just kind of be a little silly with things like that. I think that's always fun. So just, those are some of the things that I like to do.
Well, and for me, let's go enjoy ice cream instead of just watching others enjoy ice cream. I mean, that's good.
Well, yeah, I can't really go and just watch other people. It's like, no, I cannot, now I got to go get it. Okay.
Yeah, it's better
enjoyable
to be watching other people eat ice cream.
Yeah, I was like, wow, does she have self-control or what? No, not at all. Okay. Being able to enjoy that, yeah.
I was working with somebody today, and which she told me that she had forgotten her phone at home, and what she discovered from that, from work, and she came home and she realized that she'd spent the whole day without any negative social media, and that had really made her day go much better. So I challenged her to maybe take a break from negative social media, and maybe, you know, certainly you could take a break, but then, you know, kind of wading back in, there is a lot of good social media. And so it's about, what are you choosing? What are your favorites, right? What are you liking? You know, I tell you what, something that I really enjoy doing is going to go to GoFundMe, and you, for $5, maybe, you know, up to whatever you want to spend, but a 20 is a good donation. There are so many great things that people are doing that mm-hmm. were just a nominal donation. And sometimes when you donate, you get whatever, a book, or you get a different thing, and that's fine too. But you can help different causes without really exerting too much effort. And you can go, you have to be careful because some of them can be kind of depressing, which is okay. I mean, you know, people need help. But there's a lot of them out there that people are doing some really cool things, and you can be part of it by, you know, donating or spreading the word about the GoFundMe cause.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's what they're saying. You know, we're hopefully going to get to the day when, you know, having a some kind of a news report show will be basically all positive news. I think we're getting closer and closer to that. I mean, they've done attempts to, you know, to see if it would be something that would fly. But I think people are really getting ready to do something like that too. And I think because they say that the number one thing on YouTube is either watching little kids or watching baby animals. People go out of their way to watch some of these cuties, you know, just having a joy day and just enjoying themselves, you know, having fun time. Being able to, you know, just enjoy yourself. And I think there's really something to be said for the fact that, you know, when she left her phone at home, she had a much easier day. I find that to be very true on my phone too. Lots of times, you know, I'm not much of a follower of a lot of different stuff. And, you know, it makes quite a difference when you're not focusing on what's really happening, you know, and a lot of, you know, stuff, especially when you've got these news frenzy situations that are going on. And, you know, I just seek to bless it and know that it's going to be turning out, you know, turn the best for everyone, and just kind of pray for that on that level, and just kind of leave it to, you know, higher power, and have it be something that can be blessing for everybody, and kind of go along your day and be the blessing for somebody else, you know, instead of focusing on the news and stuff so much. It's like, who's in front of me and how can I be a blessing for them? I think that's a better way of kind of walking through your day and having it be better.
Well, something I want to throw out, that February 13th, which is the day before Valentine's Day, is Self-Love Day. So it very much comes from the premise, right, if I really love myself and I'm really kind and supportive of myself, then I can step into a relationship with another. And so I want people to be thinking about, you know, yes, Valentine's Day is wonderful, and certainly celebrate those that you love, and maybe take some time, you know, the day before to celebrate, not from a, you know, celebrate yourself, but not from a narcissistic perspective. And if you have a question about that, go to Healthy Narcissist ? Whatever show that is that we did, and look at, you know, what is healthy narcissism, right? And what is healthy self-love? Because I believe the more people really have self-worth, self-love, that they're kinder to others, they're gentler in the world, and they take more compassionate action in the world. So this is going to be a great week to make sure you're really loving yourself, make sure that you're loving others, and really getting yourself ready for, you know, the end of the month when we officially kick off the Joy Book.
Yeah, we're going to have the book available if you go to our store at the cafe, the transformation-cafe.com. We'll go ahead and have that available for people if you want to go ahead and purchase that through our store. We thank you very much for that. And just kind of being able to start looking at all the different chapters and, you know, go straight back to and check out some of those exercises and stuff too. There's both Reverend Tutu and the Dalai Lama share, you know, just their personal practices of what they do every day and on a regular basis, that they've, you know, all these are things that they've found to be very helpful. And I think that's just really cool. It's not just something they threw in there. It's things that are tried and true with themselves and what they teach and support of other people. So that's, I think that's something that says just volumes for have it being something that can really be the joy in your life and find those simple things. I'm just reminding me of, you know, one thing that Reverend Tutu was talking about, because they start talking about meditation and prayer, and Reverend Tutu talks about it being the sweetness. It's that sweet spot that he finds. And I really encourage everybody to be able to find that and be looking for that. So Miss Amy, I look forward to our adventure. I think it's going to be great.
Me too. Very excited.
Okay, we just thank you all for joining us. And again, go ahead and leave any questions, comments, ideas that you'd like to be having us consider at thetransformation-cafe.com. And we will see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us. Remember, we'll be dark next week with Valentine's Day. So just have a day of love on the 13th and give everybody a big hug and a kiss that you love and let them know that they can be a special Valentine for you. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.